The FT.
Podcasts are undergoing a renaissance. Millions of people are downloading or streaming audio recordings on their iPhones or even through built-in apps in their cars. Making podcasts has gone from something many people did in their basements in their free time to an industry that's producing polished, acclaimed shows that are starting to pull in serious money from advertisers and investors. I'm Robert Cookson, and with me is Shannon Bond, who has been reporting on the rise of the podcast. Shannon, the format has been around for a decade. What's driving this latest surge in interest?
Well, it's just gotten quite a bit easier to either download or even stream a podcast these days. With the rise of mobile devices, Apple put its podcast app right in its latest operating system, so it's just there on your phone. There's better Wi-Fi networks. You mentioned connected cars. We're seeing dashboard entertainment systems that have apps built in. And people in general, whether it's video or everything else, people are consuming more streaming media. They want to get things on the go. They want to listen and watch to things when and where they choose to, and do it while they're doing other things. They're commuting, you know, they're doing errands. And podcasts are a particularly good way to keep up with the news or to have an entertainment show while doing something else along the way.
But we're still talking about quite a niche phenomenon, aren't we? How large is the audience we're talking about?
Yes, it is quite small, particularly compared to more traditional forms of media like TV and radio. So in the US, about 40 million people have listened to a podcast in the last month. That was research that was done earlier this year. But you're starting to see some breakout programs that are getting really big audiences. They're maybe getting a million downloads a week. They're generating a lot of attention. There's a show called Serial that's done very well, not just in the US, but in the UK and Australia and even in Germany. And it has a huge following on social media. And so people are really being drawn to high-quality shows, these narrative formats. There's also a lot of radio programming that's now available to download on the go, so you don't have to worry about being tuned into your radio at the time the show airs. So there's a radio audience in the U.S. of about 240 million people who are listening every week. And so we're going to start to see some of that audience shift over, and you could see quite a lot of growth.
People certainly seem to be listening more to podcasts. Is anyone actually making any money out of it yet?
Yeah, they are. There's quite a few online publishers that have fairly robust podcast audiences, and a lot of that is supported by advertising. We haven't really seen the subscription model happen in podcasting, but you're seeing advertisers who are really interested in reaching the podcast audience. On the one hand, they're young, they tend to be affluent, they're often sort of tech savvy, you know, first adopters, and that can be really attractive, especially if you're some sort of digital company. They also talk about engagement and intimacy. And what they mean by that is, you know, people are speaking right into your ears. You tend to form an attachment when you're listening to podcasts to the hosts. It does feel like you're sort of listening into a conversation. And so advertisers see that as being quite valuable because people come back week after week to listen to the content and then to hear their messages.
Are there any numbers on how much money advertisers are spending to insert their messages into podcasts?
Yeah, the rates for advertising, so it's calculated on a cost per 1,000 impressions, and they do that by downloads, which is similar to how other digital advertising is sold. And it's quite a bit higher than we see in other advertising formats. So there's a company called Midroll in the U.S. that places advertisements, and they charge between $20 and $30 per 1,000 impressions. I mean, that compares with maybe about $10 for a lot of video inventory. Now, of course, there's fewer podcasts, there's fewer ad spots, so the aggregate amount of money being spent isn't as large, but the rates are quite a bit higher, and that reflects the attractive demographics and the attractive engagement that they see and that the podcast producers are able to sell when they're talking to advertisers about advertising on their programs.
Where do you see this going from here? Is the popularity of podcasts going to continue rising, or is there a natural ceiling soon?
But I think as you see more and more people, you know, doing all this streaming and on-the-go media, there will be a larger audience, then they'll start to seek out some of that content as more mainstream organizations, you know, are doing more podcasts. The FT is doing quite a few podcasts. I also think the technology will improve. Right now, I mean, they talk about being a dumb format. Most podcasts are distributed in MP3 format, so you don't get a lot of data on how far people listened. But there are new emerging formats that actually give a bit better insight into, you know, how much of a download someone's actually listening to. And that also you could potentially have, you know, applications where you could share a podcast. It moves away from being a solitary experience of listening to yourself. It could be almost like an Instagram where you can share bits of audio with your friends on other social platforms. And that might be something that would really accelerate listenership.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks, Robert.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.